Labour. Anselm, let me come to Tristram Hunt on that, because you've complained about the rise in unqualified teachers. You said that a Labour government would get rid of them all. But if they're so bad, why do some of the best performing schools in the country employ them?
What we've said is that we want all teachers to be qualified or working towards qualified teacher status. And that's both a sign of the respect we attach to teachers. We think it is a demanding, fulfilling profession. We don't think, unlike the Conservatives and the Liberals, that anyone can just turn up and be a teacher. Actually, you need training, you need qualifications.
I understand the case. What I asked you was, why do some of the best performing schools in the countries employ what you regard as unqualified teachers?
I don't know what you're referring to.
Well, you don't think they do?
I don't know which schools you're referring to.
There are many schools that employ them, including the school you went to.
Well, what we're saying is that whether it's in the independent sector, where the vast majority of teachers are qualified, around 90%, or whether it's in the state sector, we think, as a sign and symbol of the respect we give to teachers, and because, particularly for children from disadvantaged communities, the best thing that can happen for their education is to come in front of a great quality teacher. So it's not just about QTS. That's just a licence to teach.
QTS
is qualified teacher status.
Thank you.
What it is year on year, the professional development and the support for the professional development of teachers.
Okay.
And that's why, on a cross-party basis, we support the College of Teaching. Yeah. We think that's a good idea.
Branwyn Jeffries, let me bring Branwyn in here.
Mr. Hunt, you're saying that you would say to head teachers in some of those very deprived communities who are struggling to recruit teachers right now, that they couldn't bring in someone who was bright, who was a graduate, who could bring in experience maybe from industry, perhaps from working in a shortage area like science or maths. Are you saying they really shouldn't be using those people now?
No, of course they should bring them in.
So what's wrong with recruiting them in the future if they desperately need teachers in those areas?
Of course they should bring them in and then put them on a pathway towards qualified teacher status. And the reason why we've got such a teacher recruitment crisis is because the Conservatives and the Liberal Democrats have talked down the teaching profession for the last 4 years. The blob, enemies of promise, the workload that's hit them. This is why, and you're absolutely right, Bram, across the country, we have this terrifying prospect of not getting great quality teachers to underperforming areas.
And this is as a result of the assault
we've seen on teaching from this government over the last
few years. Okay, you've made that point, Branwyn.
Just on numbers, if you look at the numbers, there were just as many unqualified teachers under Labour. Only slightly more, but
700 more.
You know,
but
so 700 more. But there was, if you look back over a decade.
Branwyn, what was the difference? The difference was that they were on a pathway towards qualified teacher
status.
There is
absolutely no difference in the figures.
That's not the case. That is the absolutely crucial difference. And under the next Labour government, look, we want great people to become teachers. We want the physicists, the musicians, the drama teachers, the out-of-work journalists, to be able to come to
be... Why are you looking at me when you say that?
..to come to be teachers. But we also want them to gain qualified teacher status.
Robert, let me ask you this.
In the power and symbolism of teachers.
You made that point. What evidence can you provide us that shows that unqualified, as you regard them, unqualified teachers perform poorly in the classroom?
Well, right around the world, the most high-performing education systems, Singapore, Finland, put huge amounts of effort into the quality and the qualification of professional
But what evidence can you give
teachers.
Us in this country so that what you regard as unqualified teachers are performing poorly?
So there's international evidence that having a highly motivated, highly qualified teaching cohort produces better results. And we also think...
What about this country? What's the evidence from this country? We have what you regard as unqualified teachers. What academic research can you provide that shows that they perform poorly in the classroom?
We know that having qualified teachers... And that's just the beginning. And then the professional development of teachers is much better for the results of young people. Now, you will always be able to find a brilliant teacher...
What's the research?
You will always be able to find a brilliant teacher in a highly selective school with excellent subject knowledge. But I'm talking about the vast majority of schools in Britain. And we take the view that teaching is one of the most important elements, one of the most important professions.
I just wanted the evidence that backs it up, but I haven't.
There's international evidence.
I haven't had that. Nicky Morgan, you're demonising teachers. You make it that people don't want to come into teaching because of your attitude. What's the answer?
It's absolutely not the case. We absolutely respect professional, hardworking, dedicated teachers. I meet many of them at schools up and down the country. As Branwyn, I think, was hinting at, only 3%. of the profession or those teaching don't have qualified teacher status. But you asked about evidence. The evidence is that we have 1 million more children in schools rated good or outstanding. Ofsted show we've got more teaching that is good or outstanding than we had in 2010. We have, as David said, made plans to have a college of teaching. Tristram can't have it both ways. He can't both attack education and the profession But the question he has to answer is the first thing he would do as Education Secretary tell 17,000 people that they cannot teach in our schools in this country? He would not do that.
Well, I want to bring in the Greens and UKIP, but briefly, just can we answer that? I know you wouldn't do what Nicky Morgan suggested, but you would say that unqualified teachers should start getting a teaching qualification, correct?
Absolutely.
And if they refuse to do so, would they then lose their jobs?
Well, at the end of a parliament, if you're not qualified or working towards qualified teacher status, we don't think that you've shown the enthusiasm and the respect to your
pupils. So you should lose your job?
Yeah, you don't deserve to be in the classroom.
You should lose your job?
If over the course of the parliament, you're not either qualified or working towards qualified teacher status, if you're not on a pathway towards it... We don't think you should be in the classroom because you've got to be qualified.
You would fire them.
You've got to be improving.
You would fire them.
Yes, because we need high quality teaching.
I need to move on.